Welcome back to Lost Touch Channel. My name is Anton Vjeltsin. I'm an attorney in the Southern District of California here in San Diego. I'm actually licensed in California and Nevada, and I take cases throughout the West Coast. As a reminder, the Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures, meaning that officers, generally speaking, need to have a warrant before they search or seize you. But of course, there are exceptions to the rule. One of those exceptions is search incident to arrest, meaning that if a police officer is lawfully arresting someone, they can search the area within immediate control of that individual without a warrant in order to promote safety and prevent destruction or concealment of evidence. Now, what happens if somebody is being arrested close to their car? They were just driving and now they're being arrested. Can the officer search the vehicle? Well, I've covered that topic many times on this channel, and I will link some of those videos in the description below. And the next question, of course, is can police officers search a motorcycle? It's a different type of vehicle, but some motorcycles have saddlebags. Can a police officer open a saddlebag in the vehicle, such as motorcycle, as search incident to arrest? Before we answer that question, I want to thank you for watching me on YouTube and joining me on Spotify and Audible as a podcast. And before we go on, please give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to my channel, and if you're listening to the podcast, please follow me on Audible and Spotify and give that podcast a 5-star review rating.
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Lost Ash Law Firm
at Western Region San Diego. To accept this call, press 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. Thank you for using T-Netics. You may start the conversation now.
Today we're discussing United States versus Hall, which is a United States District Court case where Mr. Hall was arrested outside of his home as he was approaching his motorcycle. The officers had a valid arrest warrant, and there's no dispute that this was a lawful arrest. Now, just prior to that arrest, officers observed Mr. Hall and a passenger riding a motorcycle to the residence. Mr. Hall and the female passenger spent around 5 minutes to half an hour inside the residence. When the officers saw Mr. Hall leaving the house, they approached him, arrested Mr. Hall, they took him in custody, and then they went and searched the motorcycle, namely the saddlebags. The idea was that Mr. Hall was approaching the motorcycle, so the officers believed that they could search the saddlebags of that motorcycle as search incident to arrest without a warrant. They opened up the saddlebags, took the straps off, and they found $6,000 in cash, 100 grams of methamphetamine, and a handgun. Now, the question in this video or in this podcast, whether officers could search the saddlebags to a motorcycle as search incident to arrest, or was this a violation of Mr. Hall's Fourth Amendment? Now, before we answer that question, I want to remind you that I still have these t-shirts for sale on my website at lostash.com/merch. Not only do I have the Do Not Arrest Me t-shirts, but I also have other designs there available as well. And there are stickers. You might as well go on that website and check those things out. So let's go on with the legal aspect in this case. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unreasonable searches and seizures. And generally speaking, officers need to have a warrant before they search or seize you. Now, in Chimmel, a Supreme Court case, the court told us that officers can search the individual who is being arrested as a contemporaneous search in areas within that person's immediate control in order to have safety to the officers and prevent destruction or concealment of evidence. Now, the next question, of course, is whether police officers can search automobiles or other vehicles if the individual who is being arrested just drove that vehicle or was in close proximity to the vehicle. Now, we have a bright line rule from Supreme Court case Belton in New York versus Belton. The Supreme Court established a bright line rule specific to automobile searches. Incident to arrest. When a policeman has made a lawful custodial arrest of the occupant of an automobile, he may, as a contemporaneous incident to that arrest, search the passenger compartment of that automobile and examine the contents of any containers found within the passenger compartment. The court expressly noted that passenger compartment did not encompass the trunk of the automobile, leaving it beyond the scope of permissible search incident to arrest. The idea behind Belton is that individuals who are being arrested in their vehicle can grab a weapon or destroy evidence within their reach. Of course, the rule doesn't extend to the trunk because it is impossible for somebody who is being arrested to get into the trunk of the vehicle without exiting the vehicle. Now, this court compares the saddlebag on a motorcycle and says that it's much more similar to a trunk of a vehicle because a rider, it would be very difficult for that rider to get into the saddlebag without getting off of the motorcycle and unlocking the saddlebags. For those reasons, the court says that Belton rule doesn't extend to the saddlebags. Additionally, in this case, Mr. Hall was not even within an arm's reach of the saddlebags. He was arrested in between the distance from the house to the motorcycle, and he was nowhere close to that motorcycle. For those reasons, the court says the Belton rule doesn't apply, and this was not search incident to arrest. That exception is not valid in this situation. For that reason, this was in fact a Fourth Amendment violation, meaning that all evidence, including the narcotics, the handgun, and the cash, have to be suppressed from trial, meaning cannot be used against Mr. Hall at trial. Now, the court also discussed exigent circumstances. Remember, that's the exception where police officers can search items if there is some sort of exigency. Now, in this situation, the court says there is no exigent circumstances. After all, the officers arrested and took Mr. Hall into custody. There's now this motorcycle parked next to a house. They can simply call a magistrate and get a warrant if they wanted to. They didn't. They searched the motorcycle without a warrant, and so they violated the Fourth Amendment. If you enjoyed this video, please could give it a thumbs up on YouTube and give this podcast a 5-star review rating on Spotify and Audible. Thank you.